Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of Amazon FBA University. Today, we are going to talk about how to fund your business. Not necessarily just how to go secure some external funding, and that is something we'll touch on, but more how to think about funding for your business. What to have before you start, how growing a business like works in terms of cash flow, and really just what to expect, both from an outlay, and obviously you should be making some profits during that time. So, my man, you've launched all kinds of products. You know, most winners, losers. Also,
some losers, man. Everyone's got some losers.
Oh, of course. But it just in terms of funding a business, and you know, maybe starting back at how you kind of started versus what you're doing today, and just kind of like in general, how do you think about how much to have and how to fund your next business, your current business?
Yeah. So if I think about like when I started in 2019, 2020, the landscape was very different, right? So when it came to funding the business, I came through an Amazon related route. So I started my Amazon FBA journey through reselling. So that was primarily the vehicle that helped me to fund my private label business. And I know a lot of you listening to this are going to be funding your business out of, you know, your own savings. You probably won't have gone down the arbitrage route, but this is something I always say to everyone who asks me about, you know, how do I fund my business? How do I get started? Where am I going to pull this extra capital from? How do I get extra money to restock my product? You know, because I haven't made all my money back yet, or Amazon's holding my funds. I would recommend, you know, if you've got like $1,000 or $1,500 to get into the arbitrage game, if you don't quite have enough to do private label and you're looking to fund your business, or if you're doing private label already and you really want to expand and you just don't have enough funds to kind of bridge the gap, I would recommend, if you are strapped for cash, to get into arbitrage, because it is a high velocity game. So for me, it definitely isn't the business model that has longevity. It's not the business model I really want to do for years and years and years. Although, you know, nothing against people that do that, because I know people make a ton of money. I made a lot of money doing it when I was doing it. But it's a great way to fund the private label venture. So for a lot of people who are sitting there listening to this and they're strapped for cash, I think arbitrage, which is basically what I did. I started off going to thrift stores, buying used books, selling them on Amazon. Then I went into reselling. Then I did a little bit of wholesale. Then I got into Amazon FBA private label, which is what I do now, obviously. So I think most people listening to this, you would benefit from doing arbitrage. So if you're not quite there and you're looking to bridge the gap, maybe you're a couple thousand short. You know, let's say you got 2,000, you need to raise 7 to start private label. You can make $5,000 in, I would say, 6 to 8 months doing arbitrage if you're doing it well. So that would be my first recommendation, would be to get using arbitrage, get selling on Amazon, and learn the Amazon platform, so that when you do make that jump to private label, you're familiar with the interface, you know the UI, and you kind of understand how the ecosystem works, and you can make cash quite quickly if you know what you're doing and you're buying the right products. So that's always my first go-to. But like, if you don't want to go down that route, another thing I'd recommend is taking advantage of 0% credit cards. So there's a bunch of financing you can get as a seller, as a business, even under your personal name, where you can leverage 0% debt and basically then use that to pay for your additional goods, to pay for your private label brand. And normally these cards have a time period where they offer you that 0% promotional rate. And all you have to do is make minimum payments. And then once you have enough money that's coming back from you selling the products, you can then clear those debts. A lot of the cards as well, you can sort of roll over into additional time periods. So 0% cards are a great way of doing things. The other thing that I've tapped into previously as well is investments. So, you know, I've got several investments in the stock market, I've got savings accounts, etc. And there have been times where, you know, maybe I'm a couple grand short, you know, I need to order 750 units, whereas initially I might have ordered 400 units. I bridge that gap by dipping into those savings accounts, using that to invest in stock and inventory. And then when I've sold through and I've made that money back, I'll then replenish those savings accounts or replenish those investments. Now, obviously, this is at a smaller scale, so you don't want to be doing this, you know, you don't want to be withdrawing like $50,000 from your Roth IRA, you know, or any retirement accounts or anything like that. But you definitely want to be tapping into investments if it is over a short term, or savings if it is a short term, and you know that, you know, once you sell through, you can replenish. This is probably more for established sellers. So once you know your product is good, you have that validation from the market, you probably want to use this technique. I wouldn't use this technique for a brand new product, because products either absolutely fail or they do really, really well. Normally, there's not really much in between. Some products are mediocre, but for the most part, you want to get that feedback from the market that your product is good, that they like it, that people are buying it, before you kind of dive deep into, you know, restocking on 1,000, 2,000, maybe even 5,000 units. So bear that in mind. I wouldn't do that as a beginner, but if you're an established seller and your product's going well, then that is also a method. Mike, I know there's a few other ones. I don't want to touch on all of them. I'll save some for you, but AccruMe and a few others. So why don't you talk on the other ways that people can fund their business?
Yeah, I mean, just in general, it's always Amazon can be very profitable very quickly. I mean, it was for me in terms of my first year, but it's not profitable in your first couple months, because at least in private label, because you're not selling typically until, if you started a business today and you did everything, you know, assuming you're sourcing from overseas, unless you have alternative methods, but sourcing overseas, quickest you can really develop a product, get it to launch is 90 days, right? So it's, you can't just come in and make immediate money. And then when you launch, you have to spend a little bit in marketing to even be seen. So you're not wildly profitable your first couple months. And so just know, if you are looking at this as, you know, I work this job and don't want to do, or I'm going down a path I don't want to be on, this is the way out. It can be, it very well can be, but it's not going to be within the 6 months of starting. So I would just know that. And so have a longer plan. I mean, really, if like, there's so many ways to make quick income now to supplant, you know, even if you were Ubering or doing delivery, like something like that, just to know I'm going to do this, because I don't want to work my job, but I'm not going to rely on Amazon as my only source of income until it just becomes that. So there, you should always try to just fund your business on your own if you can. And yeah, it's something, just like Rye said, if you have investment accounts every now and then, because it's all, I mean, unless you have like a Roth IRA or something where you get penalized for, or I think it's traditional IRA, I don't know, pulled off the account when I left the corporate world. But anyway, unless you're getting penalized for pulling, yeah, it's all kind of the same thing to me. And so if you ever need, let's say you're scaling up an inventory order, and you need 20,000 for an inventory order, you know, maybe you pull a couple thousand from an investment account. And so that is one thing, just to, I'll circle back about alternative funding, but as you scale, so let's say your product launches, it's going well, first couple orders are kind of low, like, you know, 300 to 500 units. And then order three, you're ready to scale. You're hitting that 10, 15,000, per month in sales, and you're ready to really turn it up. The next order is going to have to be probably 1,000 to 2,000 units. And that can be expensive depending on the product. And so just know, as you scale, definitely use credit cards to pay for those orders. Even though you're going to get hit with a little transaction fee, you're able to more closely align the timing of cash that eventually goes out of your bank account and when the inventory is actually being being delivered. And so that's one thing. There's a lot of zero interest credit cards, like Ryan mentioned. There's also, we are partnered with an agency called Zero Rate Funding, and they basically offer zero interest credit up to, it's not like you can't just pull some crazy amount. You have to show it's for your business, but for between 12 and 18 months. So something like that when you're starting, and it's still better, just FYI, you should pay it off every month or pay it off when you have it. not just let it sit, but something like that's great. There's also Amazon specific funding companies. Like one's called Acrumi. I've worked with them before. We've had them on our pod. And there's a lot of very niche fintech e-com products that essentially will, especially with Amazon, it's much easier for them to determine if they're gonna like essentially audit based on your numbers, where Shopify is such a vague open world that you can't really just like plug into their system. But all that to say, there are companies that will fund your Amazon business if you have shown sales, if you have some of them require profits as well. So I would start with zero interest credit, whether it be credit cards or something like zero rate funding. And then if you need more than that, look for something with really, really low interest and not, you know, really, really know what you're getting into. Because some of these funding companies write their interest rates in like short-term time periods where, you know, the rate might look low, but they're saying in like a weekly period. And that's a crazy high percentage throughout the year. So I would always say just try to fund it on your own. It's better if you take out no debt. And if you do take out debt, I would just start with something super simple, like a zero rate credit card or something like zero rate funding.
100%. I think, look, I personally believe that bootstrapping this business, and I think every is the best way to go. And I think everyone has a capacity, whether they will admit it or not, that they can put in those extra hours, maybe overtime, or find some way of getting the funds together to launch their first private label product and their private label business selling on Amazon. If you are listening to this podcast, you probably want to start your own private label business. We run the Accelerator 2.0 program, which is our flagship program, where we offer unlimited one-to-one calls, something you will not get from any other program out there, for an entire year. If you're interested in learning about how we can help you achieve success on Amazon, book a call with us. The link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.